You're listening to Tree Note. If you look up at a forest canopy, you might see what look like tangled clusters of twigs scattered among the branches. To me, they look like a coven of witches gathered in the treetops and then disappeared, leaving their broomsticks behind. But even though they're called witches' brooms, those clusters aren't supernatural. They've interested foresters for centuries. In most trees, the leading or terminal shoot produces a hormone called auxin, which slows and directs the growth of lateral or sideways branches. This lets the whole tree maintain a shape that maximizes sunlight capture and growth. But that form can be altered by agents that create another hormone called cytokinin, which makes the terminal shoot lose control over its lateral branches. As a result, lots of lateral branches grow into a disorganized cluster. What causes the cytokinin to materialize? Well, just as there are different triggers that make you sneeze, a virus, dust particles, putting too much pepper on your eggs, there are multiple causes that stimulate the production of cytokinin. Fungal infections, insect invasion, genetic mutations, or wind gusts that remove the terminal bud of the parent shoot. And different types of trees are susceptible to different factors. In oak, the culprit is powdery mildew. In hackberry trees, it's a mite, a spider relative, that makes for blobs of tangled twigs. So, although witches are not something you want to meet up with on a dark night, especially around Halloween, the witches' brooms of trees illustrate the marvelous complexity of our arboreal world. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.